dad's neither. Mm-hmm. But I just heard dad talk about it, and mother talking about it. Of course, she was real young when it all turned. Of course, that scattered us kids out, and they put us in orphans home, Vine Street orphans. See, dad wasn't able to take care of us. Mm-hmm. So they put us in the Vine Street orphanage, and then from there, why, there was a lady up above Gold Point Circle that took me out. I'd been in there about 2-3 months, and I was raised on a farm. And so I would help with the cattle. And first one thing or another, different kinds of routines on the farm, you know, there's all kinds, you name them, and pick out whatever you want to do, because there's all kinds of them there. There's what they call wet weather jobs and dry weather jobs and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I stayed with her then until I was 17.
And then this woman had other children?
No, she had all her children were grown and married.
Oh, I see.
And she lost her husband in just before she got me in 1920.
Mm-hmm. And she kept you and what, your brothers and sisters? Or just you?
Just me. And then there were some people that took my brother out, younger than I am, and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very mostly in Florida. And then came back, he brought them back to, at that time then, my granddad had moved up here at Abison, back up here, up
this above. Is your mother's father?
Mm-hmm, my mother's father.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we stayed with him until off about 18 months. And that's when he had us put in orphan home.
Well now, where did your mother's family come from? Had they always been in Georgia?
Well, I don't know, they probably had, because that's the only place I'd ever heard him talking about was, no, now there's another place down in Georgia, it's a funny name, way on down in Georgia, it's a small town where she was born, and then I think he finally finished raising his family in Barnton, Georgia then, and then, Barnton, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Well, when your father came here and stayed, did he come straight to Chattanooga, or did he spend a little time?
Well, I think he spent a little time in different places, and I don't think he'd over here too long, just long enough to get to where he could join the service of the United States.
Uh-huh.
And
how did he ever meet your mother?
I don't know hardly how they managed that. I don't know how long he was here before he and mother got acquainted without he had got acquainted through her, through somebody else that knew my grandfather and my mother and her people.
But your mother was living in Georgia then? Or
you mean that she must have been living down in Georgia somewhere at the time that happened.
Mm-hmm.
At the time of her and dad. Let's see, I think they were married in 1907. When they were married in 1907. And so then 1909 and I came home. So and from what they said, I kept everybody on their toes.
Well, how much do you know about your mother and father's education?
Well, I think father had a wonderful education because he had a beautiful handwriting. And he could read and he could speak in several different languages.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He had a wonderful education, and he could make saddles. And in fact, he made an aunt of mine, that's on my sister's side, made her a saddle and a bridle with a nightingale to it. Now that's that piece that comes around in the neck and goes down through the forelegs and goes back down into the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
And now just what part that plays, I don't know, but anyway,
is
I do
it mainly for looks, or
I think a whole lot of it, unless they're going. I think that a whole lot of it is kind of loose, but they're going to throw their neck up, you know, like one thumb wants to buckle or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that goes.